Disney's Frozen is the highest-grossing animated film of all time, and now this fairy tale celebration of sisterhood's been turned into a $30 million Broadway musical. B.J. Lederman, who writes our theme music, is not the composer, but expectations and the stakes are high anyway, as Jeff London reports.
Since the movie premiered 5 years ago, this song has been inescapable.
Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore.
Even the daughters of co-songwriter Kristen Anderson Lopez were a bit tired of it.
Like many people in our culture, there was a feeling of frozen fatigue, if you will.
But she and her husband, Bobby Lopez, jumped at the chance to adapt it for the stage because there seems to be an insatiable hunger for the story. In fact, the Broadway production is virtually sold out until the end of the year. Director Michael Grandage says that's a bit of pressure.
I went into it knowing that I have a huge responsibility not to let the people who know it very well down. And I think all that means is that you take that source material and you honor it.
That might sound easier said than done, says co-songwriter Bobby Lopez.
When you choose a story for animation, you choose things that could not exist in the physical world. You have to have a story that involves that stuff because animation can do that so well. And then on stage, you're limited by gravity and things like that.
That was a challenge for Jennifer Lee, who co-directed the film and wrote the script.
We don't have the same special effects where it defies physics, but we have real human beings on the stage, which does a lot more. It affects us, I think, in a much deeper way. And I think theater, there's always a suspension of disbelief where you surrender to it.
So the Broadway production does have Olaf the Snowman and Sven the Reindeer recreated as human-sized puppets. And the big blizzard at the end is recreated by a swirling orchestra and chorus. The two-act stage adaptation gives the creative team more time to play with. They've added a dozen new songs, like this one, for Princess Anna and Kristoff, the mountain man she falls for as she goes on her quest to save her sister.
Love's not a thing you get. It's work and tears and sweat.
So says a sweaty, smelly mountain man.
Oh, what do you know about love? What do you know about love?
The writers wanted to create something that was not just a rehash of the movie or just for the little girls who show up at the theater dressed as the two sisters, says Kristen Anderson Lopez.
We were not making your toddlers Frozen. We were making a sophisticated, dignified, adult, psychological Frozen.
Book writer Jennifer Lee says in particular they wanted to give new songs to Elsa, the cursed snow queen who's something of a secondary character in the movie.
She has a song called Monster that is really deep and really explores the fears of, is she a monster? Should she even exist anymore? And you're not going to do that in a Disney animated film.
Do I kill the monster? Father, you know what's best for me. If I die, will they be free? Mother, what if after I'm gone, the cold gets colder and the storm rages on?
Existential problems aside, there's plenty on stage for the little girls and boys in the audience. And if you're not suffering from frozen fatigue, the writers are hard at work on a film sequel.
I'm never going back. The past is in my past.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.